Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, January 16th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again for us, with us. And thank you, everyone, for paying attention and riding this long ride with us again. We love you, and we thank you for tuning in. We love the fact that we still are getting out the call all over the world. Thank you, SAP team, for doing that. And let's do this before we get into a teaching that Sue has found for us and brought out for us tonight. Let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just are so blessed that we are the chosen people for this blessing at this time in our lives that was set up and designed before the foundation of the world. Thank you that we are called for such a time as this, and we're anticipating wonderful things very soon. And we thank you for it in advance. We thank you that you have blessed us already with everything that we currently have. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Keep us healthy. Keep us financially solvent. Keep us blessed as we look forward to an increase from you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thursday night, Sue, and you know, we're always looking forward to what you're impressed with that you would bring us tonight in the way of teaching, like we were two nights ago on Tuesday. So I can't wait to hear what you have for us tonight.
Well, I'm very excited about this teaching. And I'm excited about it because of what it brought up in me and who it made me think of.
Mm.
And I think it'll be fun to just put that, everybody, in the front of your mind. Who does this make you think of and be appreciative of, number one? And number two, I want to dedicate it. Tonight I want to dedicate it to Faith, who exemplifies this, and you're going to hear a testimonial from Faith in a minute. I want to dedicate it. I love the way you do that. So fun. And Doug, I want to give thanks to Doug for everything he does. To my co-pilot, who
J&K.
J&K that just constantly pour love, encouragement, strength, energy, little fun things. And Mr. Henry, you deserve to be in that space too. And Wild One. And that's the group for tonight. That's the group. And so I want everybody to think about these standards and how you're going to, like, do you need to grow them in yourself? How can you express them and find out how you can do this for other people? And it's called Exceed Expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You're a person of excellence. You do more than necessary. It's interesting that Jesus told his disciples, if a soldier demands you carry his gear 1 mile, carry it 2 miles. At that time, Roman soldiers were permitted by law to require someone else to carry their armor. He was saying, don't just meet the minimum requirements. Do more than is expected. Go the extra mile. That's the attitude you need to have. I'm not just doing what I have to. I'm not doing the minimum amount to keep my job or to love someone else. I'm a person of excellence. I go above and beyond what's asked of me. I do more than is expected. This means if you're supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you show up 10 minutes early. You produce more than you have to. You stay 10 minutes late. You don't start shutting down 30 minutes before closing. You put in a full day. Many people show up to work 15 minutes late. They get some coffee, wander around the office, and finally sit down to work a half hour late. They'll waste another half hour making personal phone calls and surfing the internet. That's especially tempting for people who are working from home where no one is watching. Then they wonder why they aren't promoted. It's because God doesn't reward half-naturedness. God rewards excellence. In the Old Testament, Abraham sent his servants to a foreign country to find a wife for his son, Isaac. Abraham told the servant that God would send an angel before him to help. When the servant reached the city of Abraham's brother, Nahor, around sunset, the women were coming out to draw water from the well. He prayed that he would know that he'd found the right lady if she offered a drink to both him and his camels. When a beautiful young lady named Rebecca came to the well, the servant said, "I'm so thirsty. Would you mind lowering your bucket and getting me a drink?" She said, "Not only that, let me draw water from your for your camels as well." Here's what's interesting. After a long day's walk, a camel can drink 30 gallons of water. This servant had 10 camels with him. Think what Rebecca did. If she had a 1 gallon bucket, she said in effort, "Yes, I'll not only do what you asked and give you a drink, but I'll also dip down in this well 300 more times and give your 10 camels a drink." Rebecca went way beyond the call of duty. As a result, she was chosen to marry Isaac, who came from Abraham's wealthy family. I doubt that she ever again had to draw 300 gallons of water. God rewards excellence. When you do more than what's required, you will see God's goodness in new ways. You may be declaring favor and promotion over your life, and that's all good, but it's only one part. The second part is making sure you get to work on time, do what you say you're going to do more than what's required, and do better than you have ever done before. On Sunday afternoons, after we have our services, we sit down, and you would think that we wouldn't do or get much done. People who watch tell us that it's because they know that we're delivering more than they expected. We don't have to, but we do. So think about any area of your life where you know that you could give to others and exceed their expectations. To exceed their expectations by doing it before they ask. To be a gateway to giving others the hope, the love, the energy, and the conditions of their dreams. Imagine being a person and being humanitarian founders that exceed others' expectations. What can you imagine is possible when you live with that as your motivation? That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, I really like that teaching. I think it's very valuable for us, and I thank you so much for bringing that, delivering that to us tonight in such a wonderful, beautiful way. And I'm going to dedicate my response to Brian and to Terry, also important members in the pod. I had a feeling in my mind they were left out, and that's why I wanted to dedicate it to them. But, you know, this was a really important teaching at, you know, to meet or exceed expectations. And to exceed those, that's going above and beyond, as you said, Sue. And what I like is whenever I would do a task or an outside yard work thing or something in relationship to a mission trip or something like that, I thought everything that we're doing, of course, it's a witness to our faith, but it's also one of those things where you're doing it as unto the Lord, as if we were planting a garden for Jesus, as if we were creating a sculpture for him, as though we were doing whatever the task was that we were working on, pouring a sidewalk, making steps. I'm thinking of a mission trip to Honduras. You know, anything that we have done, you know, let's make sure that we do it as if we were doing it for God himself, for Jesus Christ. And I like the fact that I'm not one of these who gets there super early anywhere, but I like the idea of 10 minutes early maybe and 10 minutes late so that you're not just living by the clock, you're living by the job and getting it done. That's, I think, as important as anything else. And I believe in working smart, not working harder. Now, I know we've all heard, you know, work hard and blah, 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 it'll go well. And I know hard work is still part of it. But working smart or smarter, I think, is even more valuable than just hard work. And I think that's what we're going to be called to. We're not going to be punching a clock with this newfound wealth and with our projects and with our people that we're going to be founding and everything that we're going to be doing. But you know what? We'll be on our own timetable. We'll be on God's timetable. And we'll do things as unto the Lord. And if it means staying up late to complete something, that's great, that's fine. If it means we finish up early, you know, that's great too. I don't plan on being legalistic with time, but rather just do the job, whatever it is, as unto the Lord. And he will reward us with the job that we do, not so much based on the outcome of the job, but based on our attitude while doing it. How are we, what's our attitude? Are we upbeat, elevated, happy? Are we enjoying, as Joyce Meyer says, enjoying everyday life? Are we enjoying our lives? Is this the abundant life that God promised in John 10:10? That Jesus said we would have life and have it more abundantly here and now. You know, so yes, God wants us to enjoy this life. He wants us to do things and get things done. And he wants us to accomplish what we want to accomplish. And I think it's the attitude that we work with. It's the attitude that we play with. It's the attitude that we have in dealing with other people, our own people that are working with us. Are we elevating them? Are we helping them to achieve their goals, their dreams? Are we doing that? Is it not about us, but about us with them? Helping them to achieve what it is God's called them to do, as well as what he's called us to do. So that's what I could go all night, you know I could. But that's what I'm getting from this teaching so far, Sue. I think it's valuable. I think that if we can meet or exceed expectations and do it as unto the Lord, that's going to bode well for us. Bob, what did you get from this teaching, and how did you see it? I'm curious as to how this teaching affected what you thought.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Sue. It's a really wonderful Thursday to be able to listen to this teaching and just sit and let my mind wander. It's kind of like not a vacation for my mind, but a peaceful kind of gift for my mind where I just like open to hearing and just watching whatever comes as a result of it. And, you know, at the end of these teachings, I always feel this sense of peace, like something good has happened. And just thinking about the exceeding expectations, and the first word that came to my mind was whose expectations? Is it their expectations or is it your expectations? And so I said, okay, so what do I expect from myself? Because other people could come and say, I expect you to do this, but rather than exceed their expectations, I thought maybe you should go into my own expectations for myself, and perhaps that would manifest as an exceeding of someone else's expectation. And the first thing I thought of was something that Brendon Burchard teaches. He says, each day before you start your day, think about who today needs me to be on my A game and write their name down. And, of course, you want yourself to be on your A game, but what about somebody else? And quite often the person that comes to mind is coming to your mind because there's information in the field that is kind of triggering this thought as to who it is. And you can always add people during the day, but it's a great way to get started. And the next thing I thought of, if I was going to expect a lot for myself, I could start with that and other things, but also to have focus. Because in today's world, there's a lot of things that can arrest your focus away to something on the computer screen, somebody calls. And if you have an intention for the day, you're going to have to be able to focus. And the second thing I thought of was joy. Can I stay focused and do the things that I know will make things better for me and others in a joyful way so it's not irritating, right? Because if people are too focused and sharp and intense, then the people around them might feel tense also. So, joy. Then the other thing I thought of was staying focused on the major things, because you can get focused on minor things, right, that are at the bottom of your list, but they're easy to do, so you're going to go ahead and do those, and then you never get to the harder things. And so, you know, the phrase is don't major in minor things. And then I thought, well, what about completion? Am I able to keep this focus through to completion, so whatever it is I'm engaged in actually finishes with a demarcation that manifests the goodness that was intended to manifest. And I thought then, what about being uplifting? And, I mean, what good is it if you've got all this great stuff for yourself that you're able to do, but how about being able to uplift the others around you? And then with those things, I started thinking, all right, so better check in during the day and, you know, to see, you know, how you're doing. And if you need to revise things, there's lots of ways to make revisions. If you messed up somehow and it caused anxiety, you can use different techniques like havening and tapping to calm down. You can use Neville Goddard's revision scissors. You can use prayers of revision where you can look back and say, okay, this is the way I intended to do it. And get back on track. Get back on track to where you had intended to at the very beginning. And then you might be able to get to a place where you can say, I exceeded expectations today. I exceeded my expectations. And then I started thinking about this, Sue and Bruce. Who is this my? Like, who created these expectations, and who is it that's watching over the performer? And who is it that's noticing, and who is it that's saying, hey, it's time to make revisions and it's time to get back on track? And so if I was to sit quietly and say, who is this who's advising a revision? Who is this that's saying it's time to get back on track? And who is this observer talking to? And perhaps with this, you know, meditation, we can say, okay, well, there's more to this than I thought. I'm not just a doer that has to perform every day and exceed expectations. I'm actually a living manifestation of God that has much, much more than just a body and a mind and a focus and to be an exceeder, right? I'm immortal consciousness. And how about exceeding expectations by spending enough time during the day embracing that?
Wow, Bob. Amazing process.
You know what I like about Bob, Sue? Bob starts off, he gets his thoughts together, he starts with a word, and he builds momentum through his commentary. It's like he gets ahead of steam as he moves further and further into what he's talking about, what he's bringing to us. And by the end, it's just a crescendo of information and experience. And it's just, I love the way he formulates and brings a commentary together like that, like he did tonight. I don't know, Bob, if you're aware of that, but I was listening to you, of course, the whole time, and I sort of saw this mounting up and increasing and increasing and increasing in value, really, as you spoke. And I really enjoyed it. I really did. And I just want you to know that. But I don't know if you witnessed that same type of thing, Sue, or not. But this was a really good teaching. It was something that we could all say, yeah, that's something that we should be aware of, that we should try to exhibit in our lives. We should experience what Bob was talking about. And how did you experience it in terms of your experience, Sue, in your life?
It's always fun because it's slightly challenging to take all the different threads and make a meaning map out of it. And what I loved about what both of you did, but I'm going to start with Bob since he was closest. I like the way he critically thought through, and this is very important, the exceeding expectations and where those expectations were coming from. Were they internalized, intrinsic? Or were they coming from society, pleasing others, etc.? And you spoke to that too, Bruce. And so here's my kind of contribution to this. Exceeding expectations and where we're going for the future of our world. I love what you said about working smart, not hard. We're coming into a time when it's been studied for about 20 years now that, you know, the ideal work time focus, like Bob points out, is about 4 hours a day. And so exceeding expectations for me personally is about learning how to, number one, Bob called it focus. I'm going to call it, what are you prioritizing? I'm going to say prioritizing love and joy. That's number one. And then number two, prioritizing how your experience, how you give that love and joy to yourself through Christ so that you can be one with Christ, love and joy in Christ. So that's what you were talking about with Joyce Myers. If I'm paying attention to myself instead of just exceeding expectations, which, thank God, Bob, you know, is being motivated by the external. But if I'm paying attention to myself, I'm noticing what gives me love and joy. I'm being moved intrinsically by what has meaning. And so exceeding expectations to me, which is really a combination of all three of us, is when you're being so guided by this true connection to what is love and divine love, that when something feels off in you or in your priorities, this is a big one for me. Sometimes exceeding expectations is helping people to realize it's time to move our standards. And this is what I think is going to be a very big and exciting and powerful space for us to live in. We're going to be moving our standards from just, oh, everybody just doesn't get back to you or doesn't read something or doesn't do this, or that's what we're all accustomed to. We're accustomed to sort of mediocre, kind of meh.
Meh.
And to me, exceeding expectations is living in that, just like what Bob did, living in that place where you give yourself permission to go to a place where you know divine love, joy, connection, meaning, reciprocity, paying attention, bringing all of yourself to what you're doing, letting the people know what you're doing is, and being consistent in that, and that's your joy. That's your joy, is to bring your best self. But it's coming from not something that you learned in childhood, oh, this is being a good boy or a good girl or whatever, it's like exceeding expectations is this refinement of what is authentically, powerfully nourishing, healing for yourself and for the people around you. And it's going to mean saying no to the people that stay up until 5 o'clock at night, maybe occasionally. It's going to mean honoring well-being. And well-being is about really robust, healthy connection to Christ, healthy connection to yourself, healthy connection to your joy, disentangling from everything that takes away your well-being. And that is your version, Bruce, of not living smart. I mean, see, you couldn't say that 5-10 years ago. In what we're about to do, you better be about, I believe in working for well-being and meaning. Because that's out of the survival. That's out of the survival tribe. So that's what I got out of it. Exceeding expectation is exceeding what we can have for our well-being, for our highest love, and for meaning.
Thank you, Sue. I like what you were talking about. I like how you phrased all that. And I like prioritizing. And that's kind of where Bob was coming from with the idea of having a list and having the main things might have been items 1, 2, and 3, but they're harder because they were going to take more time and more energy to get those done. So let's start with the easy ones that we can knock out down toward the bottom of the list. Yeah, I get it. I get that. And, that was good. Both of you had really good comments on that teaching. And I think it's valuable for us, especially in terms of giving God our best, giving others our best, you know, and being authentic, but doing it with that attitude, you know, the right attitude and having a joyful spirit about us as we go about these daily, I don't want to call them tasks because they're not tasks, daily experiences that we are going to be involved with. Yeah, that's really good, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. And Bob, your comments on it, and Sue, your comments as well. Appreciate that so much. And now, as we transition over to our prayer and praise night, let's see, Sue, if anybody has put in any prayer requests or any praise reports that we can talk about tonight.
Let's see, we have prayers.
Okay.
And I'm going to do, I remember saying to myself yesterday, I have one prayer request that I'm going to provide, I guess, right now.
Okay.
And let's everybody just shut their eyes and, if you choose, but closing your eyes gets in 18
Unless you're
seconds
driving.
Your brain, right? Within 18 seconds, that both hemispheres of your brain start synchronizing. So it just gets you into a more coherent state. And I want you to imagine that Christ is in you, around you, and that Christ's energy is moving through you as we pray for our beautiful friend, Terry.
Yes.
Who emailed me and said that he had had heart surgery on Friday, sudden. And so we're going to see Terry. And he's a quantum physicist, knowing that as many as 18 to 24,000 people are going to hear this prayer request.
How about 24 million? 18 to 24 million.
Did I say
people.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you for that very strong clarity, Bruce.
Yes.
Almost. Okay. I know. Yeah. 24 million. So fun. Never a dull moment. 24 million from all for our entertainment and hopefully for others. 24 million people thinking about hearing this and recognizing there's a person, Terry, and their higher self, the Holy Spirit, knows where you are, Terry, and they're surrounding you with their love. And they're sending you everything you need to recover from perhaps today's effort, the effort on Friday, and to move you into permanent well-being, health, love, fulfillment, and the ideal realization of your highest and greatest contributions. So we see Terry surrounded by this connection to love, this connection to Christ, and this connection to a whole new level of healing that's running through him right now. And we see him totally healed, totally blessed, and totally receiving the love that's coming to him right now.
Amen.
So that's for Terry. Always be thankful to God for everything that is coming, as your life will never be the same again. We are here for one purpose, to help others, to help our family, our loved ones, and especially humanity, and to encourage them to help themselves. 4 days until U.S. presidential inauguration, 1/2025. 8 days until the National Pro-Life March in D.C. 48 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25. 63 days until spring, 3/20/25. 93 days until Easter, 4/20/25. The National Religious Freedom Day, Thursday, 1/16/25. On this day, promote the message of religious acceptance in any way you can. Kid Inventors Day, Friday, 1/17/25. Kid geniuses are all around us. Take a day to celebrate and learn more. National Gourmet Coffee Day, Saturday, 1/18/25. Join us as we celebrate the creme de la creme of the caffeine world. Good Morning Day, Sunday, 1/19/25. What better way to celebrate Good Memory Day than to actually make good memories? Inauguration Day, Monday, 1/20/25. Join us in keeping up the spirit and celebrate the ceremonial day of swearing-ins, parades, and more. Martin Luther King Day, 1/20/25. Martin Luther King is observed every year on the third Monday of January, on January 20th this year. King was an influential civil rights leader, best known for his work on racial equality and ending racial segregation in the United States. His life and achievements are remembered and celebrated on this day. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. Today we pray to our heavenly and loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the big call, we continue to pray for Pastor Scott's health and recuperation. Yes. For everyone's safety on Inauguration Day, 1/20/25. For everyone's safety on Friday, 1/24/25, for the National Pro-Life March on Saturday, 1/25/25, the summit. the two biggest events on the pro-life movement calendar each year. Med beds, debt jubilee, RV. You're getting it, Jeannie. You know what to include now. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially concerning health. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone, have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Very good, Jeannie. I like that. It's really nice. I love all that. And today was Religious Freedom Day, I believe it was. Yeah. One thing that was today. And I love the coffee, Gourmet Coffee Day or whatever on Saturday. Because I don't know about you, Sue, but, and Bob knows all about bulletproof coffee, but I use dark Italian roast espresso grind. It is my favorite coffee to use in my espresso machine. And I will be celebrating that every day, including Saturday. So thank you, Jeannie, for that. That's really cool. And every day is Love Your Pet Day. That's right, every day. Sue, thank you for that. That's really good. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about a timeline like we did on Tuesday night's call. We'll continue that work on the timeline tonight. I know that this is an important time for us, Sue, and I know that we're moving forward. Sometimes we don't see the progress, but sometimes we do. Tonight's one of those days that we do see some progress, and we've got some milestones that we've hit. So what are you seeing for us that you'd like to bring to us that is new for us, or that is something that maybe it's not brand new, but something that would be novel or numinosum or neurogenesis to us?
Good job, Bruce.
Thank you.
I would like to try to bring something that I think is going to add that's essential. So it's going to clear away the noise. And something that most likely you're not hearing everywhere else, but is going to help you move into a new system and create that system so you have more awareness of what's eternal and what's going to contribute to eternal well-being. So I'm going to talk about what blocks, why have we been in 2,000 years since Christ has been here? What are some of the blocks that we are going to be able to move aside with just a simple little 10-minute insight, believe it or not? I think you'll catch this. And I'm going to start with a testimonial, which is why I mentioned faith.
Uh-oh. Okay.
My thing is freezing here. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Bear one second. But it's essentially this. Right now, we know how the world is, right? Everybody knows the world is reeling in sort of a toxic, polarized, disturbed, everybody's watching all this, I would call it very inflammatory response to politics, fires, this, that. And when you're looking at that, it's going to affect you. And this is what Faith said to an email that I sent out to the people of Divinity or the pod. She said, Sue and Allison, I've been recently reflecting on those Christ-centered meditation practices. In particular, those activating the frontal cortex that feel like biologically exercising on an interconnected global scale. I have to say it's been truly transformational just knowing you all. Thank you for continuing to inspire. You are such a blessing to this world. And here's what she's talking about. This article, and just get your pens out. This article was about prioritizing well-being and loving relationships. If you have a loving relationship, you should really, really prioritize that. You should optimize that. You should be having a really, really loving, forgive the word should, you should be practicing a really, really loving relationship first with yourself and God, and then where are these relationships that you just, that you want to exalt them? Because they're so powerful, they're so loving, you so value them, you put them at the top of your list. And what that does, so here's what you're doing, prioritizing well-being, two, prioritizing loving, deeply connected relationships, and three, that's going to create, and this is for Bob, an anti-inflammatory world and lifestyle. All this stress, when you're watching TV, when you're worrying, when you're taking on, you don't realize those are microcurrents of stress. When you're not connecting to your one true, powerful love, that's creating stress in your body. Because why? Because you're practicing the chemistry of separation. You're practicing the chemistry of isolation. You're practicing the chemistry that you probably inherited from growing up in families that didn't honor your feelings, weren't able to, they didn't know how to embody divinity. The way you embody what Christ said is when you practice quieting your mind, getting into your heart, focusing on what you want to be mindfully attentive to. And it may surprise you, which is why people probably don't do that. They don't want to go in and feel what they're actually feeling. Oh my God, no. Let me run from that. Here's the goal. We created the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the MedBed 100 so that you would get a combination, you heard the testimonial on Tuesday night, of quieting your mind so you could go into well-being, so you could unplug from distraction, so you could learn how to be this person, because I liked walking in well-being and then in strategic executive leadership stuff. You could be this person that could walk into a room and people felt better because you were there, because you could inspire them to move out of stuck states, mediocre motivation states. To me, the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is like how many classes? Five classes. The New Leader is Healer is one of our classes.
Yeah.
It walks you through. It actually lets you practice being this leader healer. And anybody that's done transformational work, or people that haven't done transformational work, which is why this woman, Faith, has done Herculean, huge fighting against the old financial. I mean, you just can't even imagine what she's done. So that testimonial coming from her is beyond powerful. So if you're a person who wants to move out of, maybe you've been, you know, in corporate America, and you want to get more integration in your heart, you want more joy, maybe you've given your life to your career success and you're burnt out or you're having illnesses or whatever, your number one goal is to get so your own well-being is intact. Then, as you practice with the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the MedBed 100, and you listen to this material, you're going to be integrating strategy and well-being. Strategy and well-being. You're going to be learning, what does this new holistic well-being look like? What is it when all of our systems are connected and we've got to think in new ways that aren't about being cut off or low motivation, but are really about showing up intrinsically for meaning? Do you realize that the number one thing you're going to be, how shall I say, called to model? It's like, I mean, why aren't people asking, what can I do to make this a really amazing experience for you? What would make this meaningful and joyful to you? I've been amazed when people will try to impress me and say, well, I could, you know, they think that, they don't ask you, they tell you. I want to know what lights you up. That's what it's going to take to get people to work in our projects when they have all the money in the world. So the Golden Wisdom Bundle is going to show you how to think like that so that you can pull the people that are like intrinsically aligned with your joy, with your passion, with your love, with your desire to learn, and they want to be with you and they want to show you and they want to express it. You've got to be with people like that. You've got to pull people that are like, they just want to be with you because you know that energy so strongly that they want to do it and they want to do it with you. That's what you're going to get if you get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and then you can get both that and the MedBed 100. That's 300 and 100. Or if you want to design how you're going to create your optimal MedBed experience, work through the interview, and then learn that there are all these other considerations, like what kind of skills do you want to have? What kind of creativity do you want to have? What kind of physical traits do you want to have? If you want to maximize what that opportunity is to go in, and what would you be? Who would you be if you walked out and you walked out on the street with skills as a leader and could walk in and be in Christ and be this person that was like, humanity is going to be able to do amazing things. I can play the piano. I can do this. I can be in a meeting with the best brain chemistry that inspires people. All of that is in the MedBed 100 course.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want either of these or both, all you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Golden Wisdom, MedBed if you want both, or MedBed 100, and just put your name, telephone number, and it's nice if we know if you have PayPal, and we'll get an invoice out to you. This is good until the 800 numbers come out. So as long as we've written back to you, let's say the 800 numbers come out, we've written back to you, we've sent you an invoice, we will honor that. We are a small but ultra-devoted
boutique.
Yes, boutique. We're small, ultra-devoted, and it's all about your privacy group. So we do the best we can to get right on it, get back to you, and get these invoices out. So think about the opportunity you have to learn to be something amazing, something the best you beyond your imagination. And if you want to learn what that is and learn from the best research that's been done for the past 35 years, those two resources are yours to have. And those that are resources that are not aligned with the toxic old world. That's important to say, too. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for that. That was well said. And I know the Golden Bundle 300, in conjunction with the MedBed 100. A lot of people want both of those, and that's obviously the best option. But some people have already bought the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and they might still be interested to get the MedBed 100, which is just fantastic. And so I would encourage everybody to consider that. And I'll remind them in my segment, too, so they'll see it then, too. Thank you, Sue. Very good. Very strong. I love that. So thank you. And I'm sorry I'm saying I don't like when people say like that. So I'm not going to say
So are you not liking yourself right now? So you're not liking yourself right now, huh?
I don't like myself when I say Otherwise, I do like myself, but not when I say Okay, sorry.
What about
Ah is okay. Occasionally. Ah, yes. Or now. Now. I say now a lot, don't I, Sue? Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's transition over and get into a healthy attitude to talk with Bob about the latest difference in our sale that's happening now. And also, we love the testimonials. Bob's great at bringing those out. And anything new that's on the horizon that we need to know about, Bob, in the way of health or supplementation or diet or whatever you're finding out there tonight, if anything. Well, thank you, Bob, for coming up and bringing us a little of everything sometimes.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, sure. We got a little bit of each. And it's already 10:04, so I'm going to talk fast.
Ooh, wow.
So it's like this. We do have a new sale. We finished the other sale. The 25% off sale has finished. And we started a new sale today, which is a subscribe and save, you know, sale, where if people open up a new subscribe and save, or if they've already got one and they add a product to it, you're going to get that product 20% off. So normally you get a 10% discount for subscribe and save. Now you're going to get a 20% discount. And of course, it always comes with free shipping. And that's going to go on until probably, you know, towards the end of the month, maybe into February sometime.
Okay.
But really good opportunity now to save some money. And I have a couple of testimonials, Bruce. One in particular, this guy sent me in a picture flexing his biceps. It's a really great picture. And so he's talking about Myotrol, and he's noticing more energy. He says, even though I don't work out enough, I have more strength at 64 years old. And I've recommended this to several of my senior friends who are older than I. And, you know, tonight, Bruce, I went to a lecture that was being given by a holistic medical doctor. And she was talking in general about health and wellness, and particularly for seniors, and what people have to pay attention to with hormones. And she started off the very beginning of a two-hour lecture talking about muscle loss and how people, as they get older, for various reasons, lose muscle weight, and how that turns out to be the most devastating thing when it comes down to the end of it. And so it was interesting. She went and started going into a lot of scientific explanation about the Krebs cycle and the electron transport chain and all kinds of other things related to hormones. And it was really interesting. The whole thing was interesting, but the fact she led with that issue of muscle was really not surprising to me, but it was like, this is exactly right on. And so anyway, I left there and came home to get started with the big call. And we got a number of other really great testimonials, but here's one about our lignans, Bruce, that came in. Okay. And lignans are a powder that is a ground-up remnant of the wax that's on the outside of flax seeds. Now, there are lignans in other seeds and oils as well, but they're in the most concentration in flax seeds. And so when you knock the wax off of a flax seed and grind it up and stabilize the nutrients and make it into a powder, it'll dissolve in water, and you can drink it. And the main reason why people are using it is for menopause. And this testimonial came in for that reason. And this lady said, I love this product. I've been taking it for years, and I do not have hot flashes anymore. Praise the Lord, an awesome product. And, you know, a lot of people that go through, you know, menopause can have very debilitating types of symptoms where they wake up frequently during the nighttime, and which really wreaks havoc with their health. And we have a number of women at our office building, Bruce, that use these lignans for that exact purpose, and they all swear by it. It's like, if there was only one thing I could take in my life, it would be these lignans. And it does many other things as well. You know, it's really, really good for boosting your immune system and for fighting infections. And it's a really good preventative for breast cancer, both in men and women. And it's just an amazing kind of product, because there's 27 different lignans and they're all in that flaxseed. It can help with many things at the same time, including depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder. And I'm just happy to see that this lady wrote in that testimonial about it. And, you know, today, Bruce, a good day for celebration. You were mentioning there's good news. Well, today the FDA finally announced they're banning red dye number 3.
Okay.
And this is in a lot of foods. It's in you know, candy and cupcakes, and it's in soda pop, and it's in things like cookies and frosting and popsicles, juices, even in yogurt. And also it's used in ultra-processed foods like frozen casseroles that you'll buy in the frozen food section will have red dye number 3. And it's a carcinogen, and the FDA has known that for years, decades actually, and they are finally under pressure decided to eliminate it. And it needs to be eliminated by 2027 from all food manufacturers. Some of them have already started. Companies that make a lot of candy, anything that's red colored candy, especially loaded, is like things that are like gum or gummy bears, that kind of thing, that are red colored. And a lot of companies have known this was coming, and so they've already started the transition to using other things, you know, that are safer. But this is one of the things, if it hadn't happened, it was going to be one of the main targets for reform when we have a new director of Health and Human Services, which is going to be, you know, the position that RFK Jr. will hold. And it's a big job because it's over the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, and also Medicare and Medicaid. So they've commissioned Dr. Oz to help them with reforms in Medicare and Medicaid. And but what RFK Jr. has said that he really wants to do is start trying to help people use less toxic substances, which fluoride is one of them. And then the biggest one, probably the thing that'll have the single biggest effect on people's health, if he can ever get this accomplished, is seed oils. Those seed oils are used in lots of highly processed foods. People cook with seed oils, and they contain very high amounts of linoleic acid, which causes tremendous inflammation and damage to the mitochondria. And then other types of food dyes that have been identified, it may even go after red dye number 40. Also breakfast cereals already is a big controversy because there's so many ingredients in American cereals. And if you just go over the border to Canada, that same cereal will only have 3 ingredients. And cereals are loaded with dyes and sugars. And then also other toxins that are in makeup, and then, you know, just high fructose corn syrup and sugars that are being used in corn oils, and then also pesticides is going to be a really big one as well. And eventually I think even the GMOs will become part of that list, but you've already started seeing, you know, over the last month, a lot of movement from different companies, different executives, different agencies that are taking their own steps for reform in front of, you know, the inauguration next week. And this is one of them, the FDA. You know, the writing was on the wall. They knew they were going to have to get rid of the red dye. And there'll be a lot of reform that will happen with the FDA and in the other agencies as well, the Center for Disease Control, the Center for Infectious Diseases, the Center for Toxic Substances. We're all going to be under the Department of Health and Human Services. They always have been, and they're going to be, you know, ready for reform. And so
it's just great news,
that
Bob.
Yeah, this is a good thing. You know, of all the things that, all the good things that will happen, you know, over the next couple of years, I think that in Health and Human Services has the potential to be the biggest one as terms of overall health and happiness for people. I think if you can get people consuming you know, 90% less linoleic acid, you'll solve most of the problem that has happened over the last 20 years with the obesity epidemic and the chronic diseases is being caused by too much sugar, too much sitting around, and way too much linoleic acid in the seed oils.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. Very good. I think that's
it.
Okay. Yep. Okay, Bob.
And I was going to say that's what I had, and it's 10:15.
Okay.
And,
that sounds great.
That's about it.
Appreciate that, Bob, and thanks. I know the time seems short, but you got a lot of information out, and we really appreciate it. I'm glad to know that that's taking place and is happening, and RFK will do a wonderful job of tightening that up. And I know between what Dr. Ben Carson is going to do for us with the med beds and what Dr. Oz will be doing, assisting RFK Jr., all that is going to be so valuable for us, and I think we'll have many, many more that'll step up and be part of that. I'm excited about that. I think that's good because, you know, we have Make America Great Again. We've got Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, and so that's important. It's really important to us, and you know, it's like, what good is having the wealth if you don't have your health? Right? And that's why I'm so glad Boomers is here, because it's done such a wonderful job. And Bob, you've led the way with Boomers to provide, you know, these excellent products that aren't available. Some of them are exclusive to Boomers and just not available anywhere else. And it's wonderful that you have that relationship with Ken up in Canada, our 51st state. Just kidding. But Canada is definitely going to be a country that we will be aligned very closely with. And I just think it's great that Ken is working with you so closely, and everything, and Eric is working with us closely, especially on Viatrol, his invention. And it's, you know, it's funny, Bob, when you were mentioning that picture, the gentleman that sent a picture of him flexing his muscles, I was having lunch today with a friend. The four of us get together on Thursdays and have lunch, sometimes five of us. And this guy, I nickname him Guns, because he's got some really big biceps. And I said, Guns, how big are your biceps? Are they 19? Or he said, over 20. 20, 21-inch biceps. Wow. This guy is
like
not
me.
A tall, big guy, Bob. What's that?
Said like me.
Are you at that, Bob? You're a 20 plus?
Not yet.
But your future self, though, right, Bob?
That's right.
Hey, Bob.
Joyful
when I ask you... Yeah. When I say, Bob, which way to the beach? Are you going to do that thing where you kind of do a flex and point to the beach? I bet you will.
Call my Viatrol point.
Yeah, exactly. Your Viatrol point. Oh, golly. All right. Well, let me do this, Bob. Thank you for that segment. I loved that segment, but I couldn't stop thinking about Guns. Shout out to you, Guns. But this is good. People need to know, how do they get this? How do they get this Viatrol? How do they get lignans? I think any time a woman that's getting ready to go through the change or is in the midst of the change, she's got the hot flashes, all of that stuff. Man, lignans can help relieve that for you, in some cases, I think eliminate the symptoms of the change, quote unquote. So definitely go to the website, go to my site, bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it. Boom, you're in Boomers' website, and you can go through and see the various products. Lignan is L-I-G-N-A-N-S, lignans. And these are flax hull lignans. And take, you know, go through, pair that up, and listen. I take it every day. And if it helps against breast cancer for men and women, so be it. I've already gone through the change. Just kidding. But, you know, it's a good product to take for men and women. And so you can be happy with that. Go to the website, like I said, click on the banner that says Boomers on the top of the page. It'll take you right into Bob's site. You can go through and see the products, see the on sale page. You can see also the subscribe and save feature. And then you can go ahead and put, you know, look, you're going to want Myotrol every month. You're going to want Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, every month. You're going to want vitamin D3 every month. There are several of these that are just so instrumental to good health. So get in there, get a subscribe and save, pick up 20% off on any products that are new to subscribe and save. And if you haven't ever done a subscribe and save before, man, jump all over it and get some of these things. Now, they're delivered to you every 30 days, and you can adjust your product count. You can adjust your date of shipment. All of that's doable with a phone call or an email. So it's not locked in stone. You can make any changes that you need to make. Oh, I'm going to be out of town when my subscribe and save is supposed to hit. I better let them know. Let them know ahead of time. And they will let you know with an email 3 days before it goes out in case you want to make any changes. So get in touch with them now. Say, okay, what about the phone number? Get this phone number and put it in your phone. And I'd put mine under Boomers, parentheses, Bob. And I know, hey, Bob from Boomers, yep, here it is, 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, whether it's daylight savings or non-daylight savings, like we're on Standard Time now for a while longer. It won't last forever. We're getting one more minute of daylight every day since December 21st. So we're gaining on it, guys. We're gaining on it. So make sure you get in touch with Boomers on this sale. Put it in your cart. I like the subscribe and save. I like, you know, free shipping. If it's one product or 20 products, whatever it is you've got on subscribe and save, you'll get free shipping, and that's a winner. 20% off if it's new to subscribe and save, or if you're new to it and you haven't done one yet, that's a great way to save on these products. All right, so do that. Let's switch gears for a minute. Let's get into Intel. It's getting closer, guys. I can tell you, I was looking for the possibility of us to be notified today, but we did hear, and I got a text very early this morning, at I think it was 4:54 this morning, and no, I wasn't up reading it at that hour, sorry. I caught it a little later in the morning, but it said that the dinar, the Iraqi dinar, which is the linchpin of all of the currencies that are going up in value, these exotic currencies that are going up into normal trading ranges, was on the Forex today And it was on this morning at 419. And since that time, it increased up on the Forex to 452 this afternoon. And it's probably still going up. Because as you guys know, the Forex trades around the clock in different markets that are watching it and up and trading it. So that's pretty cool. And it doesn't mean our rate is going to be there or even the bank rate is going to be there. It could be higher, and I know it is higher now than that, even at the banks. But we're most concerned with the dinar at the contract rate, which our contract rate on the dinar is tied to North Sea Brent crude oil, which seems to be the price that Iraq is selling their oil for. It's within a dollar or so of whatever the North Sea Brent crude price is. And if it's 80, well, that's what the contract rate is. And that's the North Sea Brent crude price yesterday. So it fluctuates a little up, a little down, but it's trending up. It's trending higher. So that's a good thing for us to be aware of. What I like is the fact that we do have some contacts that are important. One of the major banks that's kind of an international bank that is over international redemption centers is indicating that the latest indication was that we would be in, that there would be releases tonight and overnight tonight. And I think this is referring to notifications to bondholders, to platform participants or their leaders, their paymasters, and also when it says releases overnight, it's possible that we wake up to notifications tomorrow. I say possible because the same banking institution is suggesting that we could, and I'm going to say that's the operational word, could be notified Friday or Saturday and begin exchanges prior to the three-day weekend. Or let's put it this way, prior to Monday. Monday, as you know, is Martin Luther King Day, and it's also Inauguration Day. And the banks, it's a federal holiday, and the banks will be closed. And because of that, I don't think we're going to see any activity on Monday for us. But if we get started tomorrow with numbers and we exchange starting Friday, tomorrow, the 17th, we would do Saturday the 18th, and we would skip over Monday and resume on Tuesday. Or we would skip over Sunday, excuse me, and Monday. No, I've got that wrong. I'm going to rewind that in my mind. If we started tomorrow and we could start exchanges on Friday, we would also go Saturday and Sunday at the redemption centers. Not the banks, but at the redemption centers. Then we would skip over Monday and then resume on Tuesday. That's if it were to start Friday or Saturday. That would be the timeline, which is exciting. Now listen, I have been told two different things. I have been told that we would get started Friday or Saturday, and I've also been told we could start if they don't let it go, and that's how they put it, if they don't let it go this three-day weekend, really it's four-day if you count Friday, okay, and they tend to count Friday. But if they don't let it go Friday or Saturday, then we're looking at a Tuesday start. After President Trump has been inaugurated on Saturday at noon. Now, I've been told forever that we don't have to wait on President Trump to get back in the saddle, back in as he's already been commander-in-chief. And some say he's always been president. I think he's, I don't want to say what I think, but I think that for him, for us to get this prior to his inauguration would be fantastic. That'd be awesome. I'd love to see it tomorrow or Saturday and then just power right on through. Enjoy the inauguration and go from there. Now, if it doesn't happen and we see it on the 21st, which is Tuesday, then so be it. Then what I've been told in the past about he doesn't have to be back in the White House for this to go was incorrect, and I was misinformed. But there's a high possibility if the releases started tonight, and I think we're talking about releases to bondholders, to platforms, to Tier 4, if that starts tonight and tomorrow morning we wake up to it or we get it tomorrow and we start setting our appointments and exchanging, then we're so much the better. And I'm excited about that possibility. So I'm presenting both sides of what I've heard. The latest thing we got from that major international bank was Friday, Saturday. The earlier information we got from that major bank was if they let it go this weekend, then we get it, obviously. And if they don't let it go, we'd start Tuesday, the day after President Trump is sworn in on Inauguration Day. Now, this is more information that I found interesting was, remember, we talked Tuesday about one inaugural ball that was advertised, one with specifics, the All-American Ball. And that's, you know, on Capitol Hill at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And that's on the 18th, which is Saturday. But we have found out that there are 29 gala events and balls, you know, inaugural balls, that are scheduled in the D.C. area. Most of them in D.C., some in the outlying areas like Arlington, Virginia, and one in Baltimore, I think, is at the harbor. One of the major hotels at the Baltimore Harbor. So there's quite a bit scheduled, quite a bit planned, evidently, and it just was released, I guess, today. But that's interesting. I mean, there's 29. And, one was at the MGM. I don't know if it's Grand or just MGM Hotel in Baltimore Harbor. So in the D.C. area, that's going to be that's really good. I'm looking forward to watching that. I'm looking forward to that. I believe it's going to be at noon Eastern time on the 21st. It's Martin Luther King Day. We can celebrate both on the same day. And I think that would be a good thing to do. Now, in addition to that, because that's really the intel. We want to know when. We want to know what's going on. This is redemption centers we're talking about. We're talking about contract rate on the dinar at the Redemption Center. Nobody knows where they are. I know where a few of them are because we know five leaders of Redemption Centers personally. But beyond that, it's a matter of just getting that toll-free number, using it, calling, setting your appointment, boom, off you go. Going to be great. Make sure you don't forget your currency when you go in, you know, and if you do, you better drive home and get it fast. But be careful, guys. And don't arrive more than 10 minutes before your scheduled appointment time. Not more than 10 minutes. And this thing should run like a well-oiled sewing machine. Really. Like a Singer sewing machine. And they're ready for us. I know they're ready. After all this time and prep, I think they're actually ready. The most you can take at the Redemption Center in terms of new USTN currency, United States Treasury notes, is $500. Five bills, five smackers. That's it. They don't want us going out with more than $500. If you want more cash than that of the new money, you're going to have to go back later to the bank, maybe the next day or so. We can only assume that the new currency will be out in the banks when we're in for our exchanges. It should be. Should be. Operational word should. We'll see. The banks have had it for a year and a half. So have the redemption centers. They've had it, the new currency. They just don't have it in the teller drawers yet. But they might soon. They might lag us by a couple of days. They might not bring it out till Tuesday. Don't know. Just saying. But we can come out of there with 500 if we want it. And it comes out of your total. You're going to get a Q phone as well. If you're a Zim holder, one per customer, Q phone. It's a satellite phone. It'll work all over the world, just like a satellite phone would, using the Starlink satellite system. And it's secure to even move money from your Quantum account into your primary and secondary bank accounts. So we'll see what it's going to be able to do. I think it's going to be kind of amazing that we can do that, you know, securely. Let's see what else. So I'm going to say this is the ideal time, if you haven't done it already, to get in touch with Sue and say, I'd like the Golden Bundle 300, or I'd like the Golden Bundle 300 and the MedBed 100, or maybe I'd like both. I'd like both of those bundles. One's 300, the Golden Wisdom Bundle is 300, and the other, the MedBed 100 is $100 and is payable by PayPal or by invoice that is sent to you to use a credit or debit card to pay it. Okay? So send the email to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And that will get Sue going. And like she said, these numbers come out. You send her that email, and she sent you the request for your PayPal account or a PayPal invoice to be sent to you. You're covered. You'll get it sent. Okay? Because, listen, we're all going to have a lot to do after this goes. A lot to do. So you got to get those in. I'd do it tonight if I were you. And get it out to her tonight so she can start on them first thing in the morning. Because we don't know when these numbers are going to happen. We don't have a time if they're coming out tomorrow, if they're coming out Saturday, when they're coming. We just don't have it. But we did hear later tonight that we had an image of a green light. And you know, green light means go. Of a green light indicating everything is a go, that releases have begun and will continue overnight. Now, that's what I'm getting. I'm only giving you what I received. So let's go ahead and take advantage of the subscribe and save that Bob has on the website, his website, the Boomer site. Take advantage of 20% off on any new products that you put on Subscribe and Save subscription service. And just take a look around that site. See everything that's available there. Look at the footer. See what's down there about podcasts that Bob's done or YouTube broadcasts that are archived. All the other important information that Bob has put down there for us. So, that's what I wanted to say tonight. Take advantage of last-minute opportunities before this goes with Sue. Just remember to use integratedminds@hushmail.com. Okay? And check those emails often. Check them 2, 3, 4 times a day to see whether she has responded back to you or not. Okay? So do that. You guys have a great weekend. This should be an excellent weekend. Between the timeline that we created starting Tuesday to the Martin Luther King Day on Monday and the inauguration on Monday, and then we are definitely off to the races. If not before, we would be on Tuesday off to the races, and maybe we're there as early as Friday or Saturday. So let's pray the call in. I want to thank Sue. I want to thank Bob, everybody, GCK. Thank you, Jeannie, so much. And thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you, brother, in Jesus' name. And I just want to thank everybody that's listening. The SAT team, thank you, satellite team, for hooking us up and getting us sent out to so many countries around the globe, so many different listeners. And thank you, Big Call Universe, wherever you are all over the globe, for listening to the Big Call and being faithful to us for 13 years, some of you for 13 years. So I'm excited about where we are and excited about where we're going. So we love you. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us to get us to this point. Thank you for your preparation of us, of our hearts, to be ready to receive this incredible blessing. Thank you for our ability to do the right thing with it, to be good stewards of it, to bless people with it, to use discernment on how we are to give. And Lord, give us a great night's sleep tonight and a great weekend, essentially starting Friday, tomorrow. But give us a great time, we pray. Thank you for it in advance, and thank you for everything that you're currently doing in our lives right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Let's have a great weekend.